व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्णा। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 11 एंड चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड नारदस टीचिंग्स टू वसुदेव। टेक्स्ट 11। लोके व्यवायमिस मद् लोके व्ययामिस मद्य सेवा नित्य हि जन्तु नहि तत्र चोदना व्यवस्थितिस्ते सुविवाह यज्ञ सुरग्रहेराशु निवृत्तिरिष्टा लोके व्यवायामि समद्य सेवा नित्या हि जन्तोर्नहि तत्र चोदना व्यवस्थितिस्तेषु विवाह यज्ञा सुरा ग्रहेराशु निवृत्तिरष्टा लोके व्यवायामिषमद्य सेवा नित्या हि जन्तोर्नहि तत्र चोदना व्यवस्थितिस्तेषु विवाह यज्ञा सुरा ग्रहेराशु निवृत्तिरिष्टा। लोके व्ययायामिष मद्य सेवा व्यवस्थितिस्तेषु विवाह यज्ञ सुरग्रहेराशु निवृत्तिस्ता। माताजी लोके व्यवायामिष सेवा नित्य हि जन्तो नहि तत्र चोदना व्यवस्थितिस्तेषु विवाह यज्ञ सुरग्रहेराशु निवृत्तिरिष्टा। लोके इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड व्यवाय सेक्स इंडल्जेंस आमिष ऑफ मीट मद्य एंड लिकर सेवा द टेकिंग नित्याह ऑलवेज फाउंड ही इंडीड जंतोह इन द कंडीशन लिविंग बीइंग न Not he indeed tatra in regard to them chodana any command of scripture vyavastitihi the prescribed arrangement teshu in these vivaha by sacred marriage yajna the offering of sacrifice suragrahe and the acceptance of ritual cups of wine, asu, of these, nivrittihi, cessation, Ishta is the desired end. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. In this material world, the conditioned soul is always inclined to sex, meat eating and intoxication. Therefore, religious scriptures never actually encourage such activities. Although the scriptural injunctions provide for sex through sacred marriage, for meat eating through sacrificial offerings, and for intoxication through the acceptance of ritual cups of wine, such ceremonies are meant for the ultimate purpose of renunciation. So we'll read the third part of this purport. Last two parts have already been covered. First two parts have already been covered. It should be understood that those who have become spiritually advanced by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra under the guidelines of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are expected to completely give up material sense gratification. If a devotee of Krishna duplicitously tries to take advantage of the scriptural allowances for meat eating, intoxication or sex enjoyment, then he commits the 10th offense against chanting. Especially if one has accepted the renounced order of life called Tridandi Sannyas, it is most abominable and reprehensible to become attracted to the Vedic injunctions prescribing regulated sex for householders, sex life for householders. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, there is no such allowance for one in the renounced order of life. The Vaishnav sannyasi should not foolishly become bewildered by statements in the Vedic literature, such as the following words from Manu Samhita, Namam sabhakshane daso namadye na chamaitunhe, pravrittir esh bhutanam nivrittis tu mahaphala. It may be considered that meat eating, intoxication and sex indulgence are natural propensities of the conditioned souls, and therefore such persons should not be condemned for these activities. But unless one gives up such sinful activities, there is no possibility of achieving the actual perfection of life. In the Kriya Vidhan, it is explained that sex is permitted only during the Vamadev sacrifice or the Garbhadhan Sanskar for begetting religious children. It is also stated that sometimes certain types of meat are used in worshipping Lord Hari through sacrifices to the forefathers and demigods. Similarly, there is a form of intoxication available through drinking the soma beverage. But if a so-called Brahmana becomes attracted to such offerings, he immediately becomes polluted. Actually, the Brahmanas who perform such offerings would not personally accept any type of liquor or meat. These things would be consumed by the Kshatriyas, who were not considered at fault in accepting such remnants of sacrifice. However, in the moment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it can be observed that those who desire to become advanced devotees of Krishna immediately give up all such fruitive sacrifices. There is no scope in pure devotional service for any type of fruitive sacrifices. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demanded that all of his sincere followers engage 24 hours a day in Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting the glories of the Personality of Godhead. Those who claim to be followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who are seriously planning on going back home, back to Godhead in the near future, should not mindlessly become attracted by Vedic fruitive rituals that are meant to attract those who are hopelessly bound up in the material bodily concept of life. The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always remain aloof from such tainted rituals. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्वते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे In this material world, the conditioned soul is always inclined to sex, meat eating and intoxication. Therefore, religious scriptures never actually encourage such activities. Although the scriptural injunctions provide for sex through sacred marriage, for meat eating through sacrificial offerings, and for intoxication through the acceptance of ritual cups of wine, such ceremonies are meant for the ultimate purpose of renunciation. Hare Krishna. So first I seek the blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas, senior devotees and Shishanada Gopinath. And I'd like to wish everybody a very happy Diwali to start, you know, with. So this verse and this purport which we have just heard, it feels like something very alien to the philosophy which we have been used to hearing. For many years, what philosophy we are hearing, it talks about pure devotional service. We hardly ever mention things like following four regulative principles in a Bhagavatam class, because it is assumed that, you know, one is following four regulative principles of no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex and no gambling. So when we hear such a verse, it seems like something very different from what we are used to hearing. Therefore, if for those of you who had the fortune of hearing, the Sunday class and yesterday's class by His Grace Udayanand Prabhu, the purport, if you see, the purport is very heavy. It's a very heavy purport and it talks about the Vedic practices, the scriptural statements which seem to sanction, under certain conditions, meat eating, sex life with one's wife and, even wine drinking, somaras. So, therefore, one who reads, these verses, this part of the purport which we just now read, the third part of the purport, this part is like a clarification for all the devotees. You know, because even the devotees may get a little bewildered that ye kya hai, you know, how is this kind of language there in the scriptures. So this part of the purport is like a clarification for all the devotees that do not be bewildered, do not get confused by the language, you know, of these verses and these purports. Don't get confused, don't think that this is for you. The point that is made in this verse is, what is the point being made? The point is that these activities that are being spoken about, you know, in the translation what is being said, that in this material world, conditioned soul is always inclined to sex, meat eating and intoxication. So, these things occur very naturally to conditioned souls. They don't need to be trained. You know, outside world if we see, no one needs to be trained for these things. They just naturally start at a particular age, you know, just the association of friends and, you know, colleagues and this and that. These things somehow just very naturally start. And from what we can understand, now this conversation where Narada is speaking to Vasudev, he is referring to a conversation that Maharaj Nimi had with now Yogendras, which happened before Lord Ram or around that time, Treta Yuga. So even in Treta Yuga, this is there. This sex life, this meat eating and intoxication seem to have been a problem even at that time. Even there, in those days also, these things were there. So, understanding that, you know, these things, the point that's being made is that these things have always existed. And it is that the natural flow of the world is to go downwards. Is to, you know, the flow of consciousness is naturally downwards. So therefore, there is no need for the scriptures to endorse and say ki haan, ye theek hai. Because anyway people are doing these activities. So just because the scriptures have given, there are some statements in the scripture which allow for these things under certain circumstances, we should not say, see, scriptures made it allowed, so it is okay. So the point that's made is, it is foolish to condone these activities, saying these activities are perfectly alright. Dekho, Vedo mein bhi likha gaya hai. Vedo mein bhi likha gaya hai, matlab ye hum kar sakte hai, this is alright. So it is foolish to condone because anyway these activities would happen. And these statements are meant for whom then? Whom are these statements meant for in the scriptures? They are meant for those who simply cannot avoid these things. And we know that there are many such people in this world who, given a choice, would anyway, any day, prefer to do these things than to take up anything spiritual. If you tell them about spiritual life, they immediately shut down. Unki aankhein band ho jati hain, unki kaan band ho jate hain. They stop listening. They are not interested. So, for such people, what is the means to connect them with the Vedic way of life? What is the means to bring them to some form of surrender to the Vedas? And the Vedas ultimately are meant to connect us to Krishna. Vedescha sarver aham eva vedyo. Vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that these Vedas are meant ultimately to know Him. Now, how to bring people to the lotus feet of Krishna, those who are completely engaged in sense gratification? How to bring? So therefore, the Vedas allow for some means of bringing even such people to the Vedic way of life. Rava Gopinath Prabhu always says, you know, in the Vedas, different shlokas for different folks. So, the statements in the Vedic scriptures are meant for all kinds of people. It is not meant only for those who are pure devotees, who are, you know, jnanis and who are extremely advanced in their spiritual journey. It is meant for people who are absolute beginners also. So there are statements there which are for absolute beginners. Those who have just taken the first step in spiritual life. Pahila kadam rakhne ja rahe. And also for those who have already gone some distance. And also for those who have practically, you know, renounced everything in the material world. And are completely dedicated to serving the Lord. So the Vedas have something for everybody. So these kind of statements we should understand are meant for those who are completely in mode of ignorance. Who are addicted to sense gratification. So, if they cannot avoid these things, then the Vedas are telling them, at least do it under these circumstances. You know, if you must have sex life, have only with your wife, only in particular time of the month. If you must have meat, so if you heard yesterday's purport, it's very interesting, the kind of statement that is mentioned in the purport, is that meat of certain animals is considered okay if under, you know, they are offered as a sacrifice and then eaten. What are those animals? Rhinoceros, porcupine, you know, lizard. These kind of animals are mentioned that it is acceptable that, you know, you can offer for sacrifice and then eat. Now, a sensible person will understand to eat rhinoceros meat is not going to be... The rhinoceros is not sitting there, come, kill me, eat me. It's not easy to kill a rhinoceros. Who thinks it's easy to kill a porcupine? You know, I remember some time back, somebody had sent a video, you know, of a porcupine being attacked by a leopard. And that leopard is trying to kill the porcupine and eat it. But wo porcupine ko attack hi nahi kar pata hai. He's not able to even, you know, make the first attack because it's full of those quills, you know, those kate. Big, big, 14 centimeter, 14 inch kate hote hai unke, itne lambe lambe. So every time he tries to attack the porcupine releases one quill and it hits him in the eyes, in the face, in the hands, and he's like, he has to stop for a few minutes, he has to remove, you know, somehow with his mouth he's removing those quills. And then again he attacks. And again the porcupine attacks him back. So, somewhere there's a lesson, you know, for us that even if like, you know, even if you are eating meat, the Vedic scripture, like Prabhuji mentioned yesterday, the Vedic statement is that if at all you're killing an animal, when you're killing, you have to whisper into its ear that this life, you know, I'm allowing you to eat me. In my next life, you can do the same to me. You can kill me. So, if you keep doing this once, twice, thrice, 10 times, 15 times, after some time, intelligent person will understand ki, you know, I am actually destroying my own future. So, this is how the Vedas very intelligently bring a person onto the path first of some discipline. Some discipline, some regulation, some control. You know, and at least induce them to have some degree of control in their life. Ultimately, you know, if somebody is offering as a sacrifice, even if meat is being offered as a sacrifice to certain demigods, at least they are starting to surrender to some demigod. So now, these statements of course have been misused from time immemorial. The statements in the Vedas, you know, have been used for animal slaughter for a long time. It's not that now only it is happening. You know, even in the time when Lord Buddha incarnated, he incarnated because one of the reasons for incarnation was this. Because in the name of Vedas, in the name of offering sacrifices to eat meat. So, it's like, you know, sometimes even devotees do this. Because we want to eat this, eat something, we make it and we offer it to the Lord. Of course, we offer and then we eat. But khana humko hota hai. Usile Bhagwan ko offer karte hain. But in the same way, people were killing animals and sacrificing so that they could eat. So the idea was not to perform sacrifice to please demigod. Idea was to kill the animal to eat it and then, chalo, usi bahane sacrifice, you know, follow the process. Are Vedas are saying, so therefore we are doing. So like this, huge amount of animal slaughter was happening, misusing the statements of the Vedas. Therefore, Lord Buddha had to incarnate and say that, bhai, reject the whole thing. Because if you are saying Vedas, then reject the Vedas. Take, just follow me, follow the principle of non-violence which I am stating. So like these statements have been, for many years, for many millenniums, they have been misused. And even recently, when this beef ban happened, you know, in India, in certain states, beef ban has happened. In Maharashtra also it has happened, right? I remember in Karnataka it had happened, when there was one government, there was a beef ban. The moment the government changed, the next day they removed the beef ban. Immediately. So, these are very political things also. But, you know, now that the beef ban is there, many people are referring to scriptures. Jinhone kabhi scripture padha nahi hoga jindagi mein. Never. They wouldn't have ever touched the scriptures. For this purpose, they're saying, but in your Vedas it is mentioned. How come you all are not eating? Vedas it's allowed. So, they only take those, you know, as Prabhupada says, ardh kukut nyay, only take what is convenient to me. Rest of it I don't want. So, only taking those statements, people are saying, but in your scriptures it was allowed. Why are you all not eating? Why are you all banning? Why are you all curtailing the freedom of, you know, the human beings? So, this way people try to misuse. You know, even whenever someone talks about propriety, about how women dress, about how men dress, how to behave in public, you know, why men and women should not mix too freely in public. Immediately what do people say? What about Khajurao? The first statement, what about Khajurao? So Khajurao temple mein, this was our culture. So, using things completely out of context and twisting them to suit your purpose, to suit what you want to say, what you want to do. This is what happens in the name of the scriptures, misuse of the scriptures. So therefore, for us, you know, all of us, who somehow ghumte ghante by great fortune, kisi ne kaan pakad ke humko yahan pe mandir mein laya hai. We have come to the association of the Vaishnavas. We have come to the association under the lotus feet of Shishirava Gopinath, Shishinitaya Gaurchandra, Shigopalji. We have come here somehow by some great fortune. We have come here. So for us devotees, this purport is the guiding light. What is said is here is, those who have become spiritually advanced by chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So those of us who have become spiritually advanced by chanting Hare Krishna, under the guidelines of Lord Chaitanya, they are expected to completely give up sense gratification. Okay, so that's the standard. That's the standard that is expected. So Narottam Das Thakur says, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Kevala Vishera Bhanda, Amrita Baliya Gyeba Khai, Nana Yoni Sada Phire. So he says, that this Karma Kanda means what? The scriptural injunctions which allow us to perform certain activities, certain yajñas, so that we can get the fruitive results. So these kind of sacrifices, these kind of activities, karma kanda, jnana kanda, kevala vishera bhanda. This is what is the philosophy given by Lord Chaitanya, that this is vishera bhanda, it's a pot of poison. These things of karma kanda are a pot of poison. Amrita baliya yeva khaye, one who thinks that this is nectar. Hare, by doing this, I will get this benefit. By doing this yajna, I will get this benefit. By doing this tapasya, I will get this benefit. Amrita baliya yeva khaye, one who thinks that this is nectar. Let me, oh, it is sanctioned by Vedas. Let me follow this. Amrita baliya yeva khaye, nana yoni sada phire. The person will just keep on rotating through many, many species of life in this material world. He will keep on rotating. If you are very attached to meat eating, become an animal, become a carnivore. You know? So, whatever desire we have, and as per our karma, we get our next body. Krishna says in the Gita, you know, yam yam vapi, smaran bhava, tajante, ant kalivaram. So, based on what kind of desires we have at the time of death, and what desires we have cultivated throughout our life, our next body is prepared. So if that is what we want, that is what we will get. Be born as an animal. And there is no security. I mean, if you see, even as animals, it's not that the food comes. You know, there is a Shubhashitam, I can't remember, which says that, it says that even the lion has to struggle. The mriga, the deer doesn't come and enter into his mouth or come and stand in front of him, sir, please eat me. Doesn't. He has to also struggle for it. And we see how animals also now have become aggressive. You know, the lion attacks the buffalo. Earlier the buffalo used to just give up. Nowadays they show videos of buffaloes fighting back. Lion has become bloody in the face. Usko mar mar ke. But somehow he manages to kill finally. Sometimes he doesn't succeed. So, don't think that life is easy in any species. Any species of life, life is a struggle. Prabhupada what he calls hard struggle for existence. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us that don't get into this chakkar at all. He is giving us the most sublime process and the highest destination for a very small price. What is he telling? He is saying simply chant Hare Krishna and don't perform sinful activity. It's not so difficult. You know, and what is being expected from us, that these facilities, even if these facilities are available, you know, as per, and seem bona fide due to what is mentioned in the scripture, arre, toh scripture mein bhi hai, even if these facilities are available, a genuine devotee who has got the higher taste, Vishaya vinivartante nirahārasya dehina raso varjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. So a devotee who has received the higher taste of Krishna consciousness, a genuine devotee, will avoid these things even if the facility is available. Sometimes we may, you know, if you have given up, you know, after coming to Krishna consciousness, we give up all these things. Naturally, it's not that someone tells you, do this, do this, do this. Once you start chanting Hare Krishna, you come in the association of devotees, we hear Hari Katha, it's very easy to give up these things because you have received a little bit of higher taste. But sometimes devotees may become, we should be careful, you know, that we should not again start desiring those things that we have given up. What you have left behind, what you already spit from your mouth, don't go back and take it again. You know, that devotee should not become resentful. That yaar, main chhod diya sab kuch, you know, kya main kuch enjoy nahi kiya. You know, you should not become envious that arre they are enjoying, hum log. No, devotee understands that we are actually very fortunate that we have given up these lower tastes. We have to be very, you know, very grateful to the Lord, we have to be grateful to the devotees that we have been able to rise above these things. Don't be envious, don't be resentful, don't be blasphemous also. Don't blaspheme these people as it is mentioned here. There's no point in blaspheming them. You know that what they are doing. We have to understand that while there may be in my vicinity where I stay, mere ghar ke aju baju mein, there may be a race course. There may be a brothel. There may be a bar. There may be a prison house. Ghar ke aju baju mein. Does that mean I will go there? Will a family man, a sensible family person, he stays away from these things, isn't it? Even if they are there, aju baju mein, there may be a race course, Mahalakshmi race course is nearby. You know? All these things are very close by. Bars are all over the, you know, country. You don't need to search. They are everywhere. But the sensible family person, the devotee, the family, I'm not saying devotee also, sensible family man will not go to these places. He's not attracted. He doesn't feel like going because he knows, wahan gaya, phas jaunga. I'll get stuck. My life will be destroyed. So it doesn't go only. Similarly, even if a devotee knows that these facilities are given in the scriptures, they're mentioned, he doesn't go in that direction. Us gali se wo guzarta hi nahi hai. Kyunki he knows that if I go that way, I am going to leave the association of devotees. So, we should understand that these facilities are not meant for us. Race course is meant for somebody else. Brothel is meant for somebody else. Bar is also meant for somebody else. Unke liye hai. Unko jane do. Hum wahan nahi jayenge. Same way, these facilities are not meant for us. They are meant for those who cannot avoid. To gradually elevate them. You have already been elevated, so don't again be tempted. There is the cheating tendency. Human beings have a cheating tendency. You know, even after we become devotees, we can cheat thinking that nobody is watching. Koi dekh nahi raha. You know, so the verse mentioned, the purport is quite heavy. It says that those who are in the renounced orders, the sannyasis, they should not be attracted by such verses. He quotes from Manu Samhita. They don't be attracted by such verses because it is that, you know, after coming, he quotes Jiva Goswami to say that is the most abominable thing, that after coming to Krishna consciousness, after receiving the nectar of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if one again falls down to these things, then it is like the 10th offense, you know, that not having complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and maintaining material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on the matter. It is also like the 7th offense to commit sinful activities on strength of the holy name. Don't be cheated and don't cheat. Because this cheating, it robs us. Wo humse, hamara spiritual potency chheen leta hai. If we follow these things after coming to Krishna consciousness, if you do any of these things, maybe you will not be caught. Maybe, you know, nobody sees you. Like if, you know, a devotee goes to a bar and takes alcohol, due to whatever reason, his previous conditioning, whatever, he does that. What will happen? Will any devotee catch him there? Any devotee will catch? No, because no devotee is there. वो डिवोटी में कोई है, उस जगह में कोई डिवोटी है ही नहीं, तो आपको पकड़ने वाला कोई नहीं है वहां पे. देयर इज नोबडी टू कैच यू. बट वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज वॉचिंग एवरीथिंग. यू नो, इन आर हार्ट परमात्मा इज वॉचिंग एवरीथिंग. आर स्पिरिचुअल पोटेंसी इज स्नैच्ड अवे, इट इज टेकन अवे, एंड वी नीड टू डिसाइड विच वे वी वॉन्ट टू गो. यू नो, आफ्टर कमिंग टू कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, after taking shelter of the holy names, taking shelter of bhakti, you know, if we still maintain connections with these old things, remember that it is very difficult. Prabhupada used to say, you cannot have your feet in two boats. You have to have both your feet in one boat. If you are in two boats, and those two boats are going in different directions, the boat of bhakti and the boat of sense gratification are going in opposite directions. So if you keep your feet in both, what's going to happen? You're going to be split apart. And at some point, you'll have to decide. Dusra paav kaan rakho? Now if you are weak, dusra paav bhi wahan chala jayega. But if we have been fortunate to have association of devotees, we have been hearing Bhagavad Katha regularly, we have been chanting, we have some spiritual potency, when that boat is taking us away, we will have this good sense. Nahin. Baba, let me put my foot back here in the boat of bhakti. So now that we have taken shelter of Lord Chaitanya, we must not allow old temptations to drag us back into material life, into the cycle of birth and death. Because as it is mentioned, moment you take part in these kind of activities, you are creating fresh births. Every time you eat meat, you have killed some living entity. You are going to suffer for that. Any such activity that we do, we are going to suffer for it. So for that suffering, you'll be born again. Why we want to again and again get stuck in this cycle of birth and death? So, don't go back to these temptations. You know, as Brajmohan Prabhu said that day, that these temptations today are available at our fingertips. You know, you don't even need to struggle to get these temptations. अपने mobile phone में सारे regulative principles break करने के you know साधन हैं. Everything is there in that mobile phone. Don't get tempted. Don't allow Maya to snatch you. Stay connected with process of Krishna consciousness. Don't flirt with danger. Don't flirt with Mayas. Running out of time, I'll just quickly conclude. So the contribution, you know, we have to understand what is the contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. What a contribution they have made, you know, in the lives of devotees, that, you know, Srila Prabhupada, through his books and through his teachings, he has, you know, he has raised us above the muck, the keechad, of unhindered sense gratification. First of all, unhindered, matlab without any control, jo sense gratification, what people do, he has raised us above that. He has also raised us above the sense gratification which is based on scripture. So two levels above. One level is ground level, where everyone else is there. Where, bina soche samjhe, without thinking, people are doing sense gratification. Then, there is one level above, which using the medium of scripture, do some regulated sense gratification. Prabhupada has raised us above that also. And he has given us this pure bhakti, which can raise us, you know, pure bhakti in the most practical way. Day to day, you know, in a day to day schedule, he has given us bhakti and left no scope for any fruitive activities in bhakti. That's what it's mentioned in the purport, that there is no scope for any fruitive activity in this process of devotional service. We are engaged 24 hours in hearing, chanting, you know, serving. Vishaya vinivartante, that higher taste will come because of being engaged in the process of bhakti. So in this higher plane of consciousness, the higher plane, you know, where, when somebody is sitting on the ground, you know, he can see certain things. When you're on the first floor of the temple, you can see more things. The skyscraper which is next to us, if you go to the terrace, from there you'll be able to see many more things. And those things appear very insignificant. Why? Because you're at a higher level. In the same way, through the process of Krishna consciousness, if we sincerely do our sadhana, you know, our sadhana and strive for this higher consciousness by constantly, you know, engaging in the process of bhakti, if we strive for this higher consciousness, strive to raise our consciousness from these base things to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, that is what will finally please Guru and Krishna, and that is what will help us to overcome, because scriptures, as I said, different shlokas for different folks, and for us, our guiding principle is the teachings given by Lord Chaitanya, which are given by Srila Prabhupada in his books, which teach us to simply follow the process of Krishna consciousness, no struggle, just chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, associate with devotees, and our life will be simple, it will be perfect, and it will be sublime. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions, comments? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hare Hare.